This is CKLB, the voice of Den and Day.
I'm Stacey Arden Smith, and you're listening to Take the Road Less Traveled, but always wear good moccasins.
My mother is beautiful, yeah. The beauty of 72 angels, yeah. Her mind is wisdom.
John Rombo, any artist from Kintsukei.
Perfect. How did you get to where you are? How has your journey been so far?
It's actually been painting for about 33 years now, and I'm self-taught. I do like a contemporary woodland style, but bringing in the Dene themes. And yeah, just a lot of practice. I mean, I was inspired at an early age to draw. So I just took it from there. And now I paint all originals. I'm actually paying for six galleries in Canada now. So it's been quite a creative lifestyle. Working with acrylics and actually it's all really related to my great ancestors, and I'm so grateful to be able to create and paint for my culture. So that's how it's been, and it's quite a journey, and it's always getting better.
Amazing. And is acrylics your medium of choice when you're painting?
Yeah, I've always worked with acrylics from day one. And actually, I was adopted in the 70s. I grew up in Prince Edward Island, and then I moved back up north in 93. And that's actually when I started working with acrylics. So about 93, I was inspired by the Northern Lights, so the Aurora. Just prior to that, though, I wasn't working with acrylics until I moved up north, so I was doing a lot of ink drawings, like filling in sketchbooks, and just practicing the lines and everything. It was quite a process.
How has your art changed from when you were living in PEI to coming up north and kind of immersing yourself in our Dene ways?
Well, when I was down on the East Coast, I was mostly doing like a contemporary woodland style. So it's a Ojibwe style art. So mm-hmm. It's just black supporting lines.
Okay.
But once I moved up north, and then I was like, okay, I can combine these kind of drawings into like paintings and then do a tree line of the north and then that in the Northern Lights and then all of a sudden I'm like working with colors, acrylics, just self-taught. So I just taught myself, and my dad was really patient because he had to teach me how to hunt and everything back then, and then I was just inspired by the land, and that's how my art became what it is today.
You being an artist, I mean, there's many different layers to being an artist, but was there a specific moment where you knew you made it?
Wow. That's a good one. I actually got to meet my mentor. So I was going to like the Naukin Center in Penticton. It's an Aboriginal artist training program. And mm-hmm. I had word that he was coming to the Penticton Art Gallery because he was traveling with his animator, and he had a four-season animation creation that he was going to present. And I got to meet Norvo Morso, my mentor, and all he said was to just, paint until you can't pick up a painting anymore, or a paintbrush anymore. So I was like, okay. Yeah, they got better. And then he told my other friend, Mark at the time, Mark Anthony Jacobson, he's like, okay, watch for this guy. He's a good artist. Yeah, keep him, And then that's when I knew, I was like, okay, maybe because I presented him a painting, a bear and wolf, an eagle clan painting. So he must have saw something in that in that painting. And yeah, so that's when I felt like I was like, okay, I think I'm up with the, you know, I'm doing really well with my art then.
Yeah, you're in with the in crowd when your mentor yeah. is the one like, oh yeah, this is the guy.
Yeah this is the guy. Walker for this guy. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You have recently moved back down to Alberta, am I correct?
Yeah, I have an art studio down and yeah.
So what kind of spearheaded, you know, that move, because you'd been up north for some time?
Well, it seems like there's lots going on. It's nice to be central, actually, as an artist, and which I can just, because I'm dealing with 6 galleries now, so they sometimes want me to just, you know, come down and do art demonstrations, and it just seems, plus, I mean, the art supply stores are better in Edmonton.
Yeah, I won't argue with you there.
Yeah, I get my paint and everything's right there. So, I don't know. I just want to be more central as an artist and, and just have a large art studio where I can just mass produce and then have art shows. Yeah, so it's a good move.
Okay, perfect. As long as it's a positive, definitely.
Yeah.
And for yourself, how do you define success?
Just be proud of what you make creatively, and just be grateful for your talent. And like, I leave a lot of blueberry offerings to my great ancestors. I was told to do that. So when I'm doing like a large series of paintings, and just be humble and just keep practicing at your craft.
If you could meet an artist in history, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. I might be able to meet the last Native group of 7 artists. He's still alive, Joseph. I would love to meet him to figure out, you know, just ask him questions about his how he approaches his creativity. So yeah, it would be one of the last remaining Native Group 7 alive.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would definitely be, that would be so informative. I didn't even know that there was still one alive.
Yeah, Sanchez, mm-hmm. Joseph, or is it Joseph Sanchez? Oh my gosh, I'm really bad with last name.
you and me both.
If you research it, yeah. No, we. He's the last remaining. All the other ones, because I was wanting to. I actually did meet my Alex Jandry from Cold Lake, and yeah, I was just amazed with his family. And he has sweats every Sunday, but he's passed on now. But yeah, he was one of the Native Group 7 from the 70s or 60s and 70s.
Yeah, as an artist, how difficult is it to maintain being inspired when you're creating? Like, do you ever have those moments when you're like, oh, I have nothing? What do you do?
I don't have that problem, actually. I just do like a smudge, like smudge yourself before you start creating, smudge all your canvases and paint and with some sage, and you know, just think about your trips on the land. And so I don't run out of any ideas.
Well, that's amazing. Right there. I wish I had that.
Yeah, I have endless ideas, like always thinking about the animals and, you know, everything on the land, like grandfather rocks and, you know, the water, like the people, you know, out on the land, and you know, just being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, perfect. I don't have too many more questions. I ended up moving into a house in 2015, and you had a painting on their wall, and so we were like, we really want to keep this, and they were like, no, and then they cut it out of the wall.
Oh my gosh! Oh, I remember doing that one.
And we were like, are you serious? It's literally on the wall. They're like, no, we'll replace the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's a Rambo original, yeah.
Exactly. If it's painted on a house wall, it is definitely an original.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good,
It was a good painting. I enjoyed it when we did the walkthrough of the house. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
Really appreciate the time that you took to chat with me.
I like doing that kind of stuff. And it was nice talking about the art. I always like talking about art, and
especially when you have an abundance of inspiration.
Yes, I do. I'm working on 40 paintings right now. So, 40.
That is amazing. Yeah. And this is all for your show in PEI.
I got a show on the 25th to the 28th, and get to visit my folk, or my parents, and my older sister Rose, so her family, and it should be good.
Oh, that'll be a nice festival.
Yeah.